Shir Zayin, Yom Dalet, Chazal.
So the maskana of the Gemara was that we have a pasuk v'im beis ishan adoro v'im ayasi leish ledoreo leo shenayra mu'uroso avio v'baylo mefirim ledoreo. So the Gemara learned that the pasuk says that b'nayra mu'uroso avio v'baylo mefirim ledoreo. This was be'etzem the amod asa Gemara. Frag the Gemara Akash. After we know that the middle pasuk is nisrabe she'ovio ve'baylo mefirim nedoreo, that both could be mefer nedoreo. Frag the Gemara, ein me'av lechu de mefer. Maybe b'nayra mu'uroso only the father will be mefer. But we're holding after we already were merabe that nayra mu'uroso ovio ve'baylo mefirim nedoreo. We have a ribui that both a meifer medoreo. Frag the Gemara, ve'ein me'av lechu de meifer. So we'll start to see the Gemara first al derech harosh. What is the kasha, ve'ein me'av lechu de meifer? It says klor in the Torah that the orus is meifer. B'yom shmoya isha, the pasuk says klor. V'shom ha'isha b'yom shom v'hechish lo v'komo. V'im meifer is the doreo. Hashem yistach lo, shteit klor that the afore helps. So the Rosh learns pshat that the Gemara is asking a kasha, ein me'av lechu de meifer, avada the posuk said that the orus could be meifer. But this Gemara's kasha is ve'ein me'av lechu de meifer, maybe also the father could be meifer like he was be meifer before. Avada the posuk said that the orus could be meifer, but the parsha is coming to say that chutz from the orus that could be meifer, the vav moisif al inyan rishon is melamed that even the father could be meifer. לשון הראש, ואי מאב לחוד המאיפר, כדי אבי אובין מייקורי. וישרה באורוס שגם הוא יופר לו. And the ribui is that the orus also could be meifer. But beside the father, inside the orus, both could be meifer. Side the father, inside the orus, both will have a kerech to be meifer. This is the Gemara's kasha, ואי מאב לחוד המאיפר. So lefi the Rosh, the Gemara's kasha is in this shlav of the Gemara, avada is vov moisif al inyan rishon. But the kasha is that in the case of nayra mu'uroso, the case of nayra mu'uroso will be side the father and side the orus. Everyone himself have a full koyach to be mefer the nedarim. Frag the Gemara, it can be im ken va'osro yisro be'savir yoni yisro lamali. Hashtag Shlem and Mokimorus Mefer Av Lechudei Shlem and Mokimorus Miboye. So why I need the first parsha, write everything by the Orus, side the father, side the Orus, and the Mele I know that when there's no Orus, the father could be Mefer if everyone has a Koyach Alein to be Mefer. The Mele the Gemara is Choyza. This is the way the Rosh learned the Hava Mina from the Gemara. So I want to show a little bit the Ores and the Mahalach of the Rosh. So the Mahalach of the Rosh is after Vov Moisif al Inyan Rishon, and we know that we have a Afore, Saiba the Orus, and Saiba the Father, Naira Muroso, Avir Vibaila Mefir Medorel, Frag the Gemara, maybe the Father himself has a Koyach, the Orus himself, Kol Chad Lechude could be Meifa. And the Ribui is, Avada Shteta, the Orus is Meifa, the Losh Naposuk, Vishoma Isha, Vechishlo, Vimofer Yosra, Vashem Mislachlo, but the Vav Meisiv, that the Father also could be Meifa. Yet a Reina Ale, Mola says, no, that I don't need a Posuk, because if that would be the Chidush, so why the Torah has to write first the Father and then the Orus with the Vav, write the whole Parsha of the Orus, and I'll know that if the Father could be Meifa here, it could be Meifa before. So I want to ask you a Shaila. Lefide Ava Min of the Gemore, לפי דה אבא מין אבדה גמורה, that in the Orus, the father could be made for himself, and the Orus could be made for himself. Everyone has a koyach himself. The father has a koyach himself, and the Orus has a koyach himself. לגבי הקומה, what would be לפי דס אבא מין לגבי הקומה? The Orus could be make him, the father could be make him, everyone has a koyach afore alein. The father alein, the orus alein. Now I'm asking Ligabe Akome, if one of them is making, he breaks the other guy's afora or not? I'm not asking if he's making after the afora. The Baal, Lamazogan, after afora, you never could be making. The nether is gone. But before the afora, what is my tzedode ashayle? Everyone has a koyach afora alein. The avot a koyach alein. The horus a koyach alein. Everyone has a koyach himself. Now the av goes and he's making. Say no, you're out. The horus says, I don't need you. I manage on my own. The horus is making. It's like the father, I don't need you. I have a koyach myself. Lechura will be a mokim to think that maybe in this shlav of the Gemara, if lo yitzir, this would be the halacha. Ein chanami, if one of them would make a hakome, it would not shtel. If one of them would make a hakome, it would take a not shtel. Could have been such a hava mina dachzach. Could have been such a hava mina. But it's not like that. I have a foolish pasuk that it's not like that. It says in the pasuk, ve'im. Let me a little bit just to say pshat and then. Lashon HaPosuk says klor ve'im b'yoyim v'shom ha'isho b'yoyim shomoy v'hechish lo v'komu nedorer. Shteyt mefurish in Posuk that the Orus could make a hakome. So you can't say that he cannot make a hakome. Mefurish in Posuk that the Orus could make a hakome. So if it's a mefurish in Posuk, so vayis tois that it's klor that even lefi the av amin of the Gemore, that the av himself will have a full koyach afore, and the orus himself will have a full koyach, and the orus himself will have a full koyach, even so, everyone will have a full koyach afore, but if the ozo will make a hakome, avada the hakome will disturb the ganze zach. What is the avon asadvorim? But even if it's not a chalois akome, if it's a chalois akome, so he made a chalois akome on this nether, maybe he spoiled it to the other person. Could say that there's a musik of chalois akome. It's not only that I'm ma'abed my schus afore, that I can't be mefer, I'm just doing a chalois. So you're right that both of us have a koyach afore, but everyone has a koyach akome. And if I make a akome on the nether, but maybe so you can't be mefer this nether. So you can be made for this nether. But even if the hakome is not a chalois, Reb Nochum spoke it out b'zeh nusach. Even if the hakome is not a chalois, but the pshat is, it's not the pshat in the rosh that two people will have a koyach afore. It's two parshas. Avada, it's a shutfus. What is the shutfus here? That both could do it. The shutfus says that both could do it. This is the shutfus that both could do it. Side the av, side the bow. But the shutfim. What is Akome? Akome says that the neder, Loshen HaPosuk is the marshal, if a lady makes a neder, and she becomes almona v'grusho, v'komu nedorer, v'komu nedorer, what's the pshat v'komu nedorer? Not Akome. The pshat is, before that, the husband could be meifer, the baal could be meifer, the father could be meifer. If she becomes almona v'grusho, v'meile v'komu nedorer, you can't be meifer anymore. A koyach of a koma is to say, you write that the neder is mitle tole v'koi, I have a koyach to put it back b'mekoimoi, that this neder, I don't want to have a koyach to be meifer. I don't want it to be tolu b'das acherim. I want it to be like a regular neder, even if it's not a chalois. I'm just cutting off the schus to be meifer the neder. B'meile, while we are shutfim, in the shutfim, if one of us decides that this neder is not tolu anymore b'das acherim, b'meile, I have a koyach to make a hakome. Aber azay zlechu emuchach in the Gemara. I think this chelik of the cheshbon is poshut. So let me get to the second shayla. I want to ask you another shayla. Lefi de hava min al derech harosh. Lefi de hava min al derech harosh. Now we're learning that lefi de salkedaitach of the Gemara, side the av, side the orus, everyone could make a haforas nedorim. Everyone could make a haforas nedorim. I want to ask you in this shlav of the Gemara. The Gemara says it can't be because I don't need a pasuk and the father. But chutz from that, the Gemara wanted to say that the father will have a koyach himself to be meifer, and the av will have a koyach himself to be meifer. So I want to ask you. Bekoidmim. The baal could be meifer bekoidmim or not? She's naira mu'uroso. The father has a koyach himself, and the orus has a koyach himself. I'm asking you in this shlav of the Gemara, that the father has a koyach himself and the orus has a koyach himself. The orus could be made for bekoidmim or not. Baal cannot be made for bekoidmim. Baal could be made for bekoidmim or not. The orus could be made for bekoidmim or not. Orus could be made for bekoidmim or not. What is my tzdode ha-shayle? Mefurish in pasuk, lefi the rosh at least, steht ve moyosir lishm dore oleo, steht klar in pasuk that you could be made for bekoidmim. Steht klar that orus is made for bekoidmim. I'm asking him why. Why could be made for bekoidmim? The father is on his own. The orus is on his own. What is the shaykh is to be made for bekoidmim here? I understand Meifa Bekoidmim is, he's working with the father. This is the reason that it can be Meifa Bekoidmim. But if we're saying now the father is on his own and the Orus is on his own, so why it can be Meifa Bekoidmim? And Mefurish in Pasuk, that it could be Meifa Bekoidmim. So here's our Shaila. The Gemara is asking a Kasha. What is the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara is asking a Kasha. Why I need a Pasuk? Maybe ein echenami. How I know that ovir vebailam mefirim b'shutfes? Maybe the father could be made for alone, and the orus could be made for alone. Let the Gemara to answer. It can be. Val is a pasuk that the orus is made for bekoidmim. If he's not working b'shutfus of the half, how he could be made for bekoidmim? How he could be made for bekoidmim? Lechura is muchach here, and I say it's mefurish a pasuk that he could be made for bekoidmim. Shem Mefurish and Pasuk, it can be made for Bekoidmim. No. Pasuk says on the Baal. Timor Yosir Lish Doreo Leo V'Shom Ha'isha V'Eifer Lo. State clear in the Pasuk that it can be made for Bekoidmim. So if it can be made for Bekoidmim, so the Shaila is, why it can be made for Bekoidmim? Why it can be made for Bekoidmim? So, Vaistois, what? Oh, so I want you to say this, you saw it, because we'll have a kasha. So Vaistois in this Gemara, that if he's a shutef for the father, he do, like we said before, it's not stamp two separate people, it's a shutefus. You're right, everyone could work on his own. So, we could have had a mistake. Till now, we could have learned pshat, what does the pshat in koid mean? Well, the father is doing a half. It's this battle with the Av, and he's working with the Av, and this is the reason he can be made for Bekoidmim. Now we will have a raya that you could be made for Bekoidmim, but Shutfus of the Av doesn't mean that I have to work together with the Father. Doesn't mean that I have to work together with the Father. Even if I'm not working together with the Father, if it's a Father there that has a Koyach Afore, the Father has a Koyach Afore, even that I myself work in my own and I'm a Baal, but we're together in the nether, and he has a koyach, I have a koyach. The vayl azay is muchach in the Gemara. Lechur lefi the rosh azay is muchach in the Gemara. So the vayl we said two yesoidas. A vayl says lefi the ava min avadid, every one of them could make a comment, it was shared the other person, because it's not two separate people. You could have said two separate people, just tam chaloy sakome. But we said, even if it's not a chaloy sakome, it's bitu la schus afore, but we are shutfim. And if one of the shutfim was mevatar to schus afore, it's bottle to both. It's not two separate parshas. Again, we couldn't have two separate parshas and say, hakome is a new chaloy, and if one of them did it, he spoiled for both. More mistaba that it's not a new chaloy sakome. Hakome is beetzem, vekomu nedoreo vitu raschus. No, even if it's both of them, the Fidei Rosh could be made for everyone on his own, but the gather is that it's a shutfus, and if one of them is making, the melee is mevatel. Second chiddush we said, stated it could be made for bekoidmim, before she posted. So how the Gemara has the tzad that everyone could do it on his own? The teretz is, it's a shutfus. Same we said again, it's a shutfus. And we'll say a chiddush the gabi, the yaseid of shiv, koidmim, that what you could be made for bekoidmim, b'shutfus, I don't have to be that I'm doing befoyal with yenem, the maisa afore. It's not that I'm doing with yenem befoyal the maisa afore. No, the pshat is that if it's a shutef and he has a koyach, it helps me legabi koidmim. This is lechure, the glatkai, the vayl, and the gemor. Seida. Lo megein vayter lefi de rosh. Frek de gemor beseida. So we can't learn that everyone on his own. So we have to learn that it's together. Zog de gemor, but maybe we'll say fakelt. The pasuk said that the orus is meifel, right? The vov was merabe the father. Amen. Av liboy orus. Orus lechudim eifer. Why to say it? Because the pasuk said that the orus is mefer. Ve'im beyom shmaya isha, ve'hechish lo, ve'im hafer yasam isha. So the Rosh learns the Gemara kepshutai. The pasuk said, the pshutai shel pasuk says that the orus is mefer. The vav is meisif al inyan rishon that the father also. Eime av libay orus. Orus lechud de mefer. Samot nezach. So the father could be only mefer with the orus. He could do a chatzi. The orus could be made for the ganze zach. The orus could do the ganze zach. The orus doesn't need the father. The father needs the orus. No, what is the gemara's kasha? V'chiteim av the kosav rachmon elomali. Why the Torah said that the father could be made for her? Anyway, it's useless. He himself can't do nothing. Only with the father. He himself can't do nothing. Only with the father. I'm sorry, the father can't do nothing only with the Orus, and the Orus himself is Mefer. So legabi what the Torah gave the Koyach HaForet to the father? This is the Gemara's kasha. Legabi what the Torah gave the Koyach HaForet to the father? If Avboy Orus v'Orus l'chud Mefer, anyway you have to come to the Orus, and the Orus himself does it. So legabi what the Torah gave the Koyach to the father? Zog the Gemara, miboy leidim hikim hukam, that the father has a Koyach HaKomet. So now I want to ask you, b'pshat a gemore lefi de rosh. We'll read the gemore inside. Ve'im av li boy orus, ve'orus l'chud de mefer. I explain why the gemore has such a tzad. Lefi de rosh is very glad. The posuk speaks about orus. The vov adds that the father also could work with the orus, but not himself. And the orus could do it on himself. So the gemore, anyway, the orus does it on himself, and the father has to work with the orus. Ve'chitei me'av the kosav rachman el omali. I'll tell you why. Nafkemina, that the father could make a miklash kolish. That the father could make a megas gois. What kind of kasha is it? Av the kos of Rachman elomali. What kind of kasha is it? The Torah was mechadesh that the father could do a chatzi afore. The Torah was mechadesh that the father could do a chatzi afore. What is the kasha? Av the kos of Rachman elomali. You're right. The Av could do a chatzi, the Orus could do the whole thing. For the Gemara, if the Av only could do a chatzi, the Orus does the whole thing. Lemay nafkemina that the Torah gave the Av a koyach. Poshta nafkemina. That the Av could make a miklash kolish, other amegas guys. What is the Gemara's kasha? What is the Gemara's kasha? Av the kasha of Rachman olam alei. What kind of kasha is it? I need to have to say that he could do a chatzi. Other amegas guys, other amiklash kolish. I think Reb Zalman Semer even asked the kasha. Muchach, I think Reb Nochem said, Muchach from here, that lefidis have amine, that av lech av boy orus, ve orus lechud emefer, if the father will make a afore, this one first had the tzusa de shmaisa. If the father will do the afora himself, it will not be a miklash kolish or a megas guys. As in vice versa in the gemara, that lefida ava mina. If the father will make a afora alein, av by orus, the orus lechud emefer alein. Frey the gemara. So what use is the father for the teretz of the gemara? Vice versa, that if the father will make a afora himself, this afora will not make a megas guys or a miklash kolish. Because if it will make the Gemara can't ask the kasha, why did they have written it down? What do you mean, why did they have written it down? As a poshta nafkamina, the Torah have written it down that the father makes a miklash kolish megas guys. The Torah says, that av boy orus means that the father does a half. He can't do the whole thing. You ask, this is the Gemara's kasha, lemay kasva, shalom aleichem. This is Gemara's kasha. The Gemara is asking a kasha, lemay kasva. You mechavet, the Gemara's kasha. Frag the Gemara, it's nothing. That's the Gemara's kasha. This is the Gemara's kasha. So, man, it's nothing. Abeluya tzuras epis, what is the Gemara's kasha? What is the Gemara's kasha? Zog him nochem weistes in the Gemara, that abba yohorus, that nothing abichal. Nothing abichal. Why not? The Gemara says later, when two people work together, So the first one makes a Miklash Kolish and a Megas Geis. The first one makes a Miklash Kolish and a Megas Geis. Zog Rav Nochem, Al Kocho de Pshat is Azeh. Why one makes a Miklash Kolish and a Megas Geis? Because he's oimedly hitztaref to the second one. The father is never oimedly hitztaref to the second one. Why? Because when the Arus comes, the Arus doesn't need him. Now it's a big chiddush. I could have said it doesn't make a difference. The father makes a half. When the Arus comes, he does the other half. You're right, he overlaps him. He also does his half. But Lemaisi, he could have a half over with the Arus. Shteino, the Arus says I could manage on my own. I'm not Yeshutif. I'm not working together with you. So the Av has a chatzi afore, the Horus does the whole afore, so maybe the afore of the Av doesn't twive garnish. So he has a kerech to make a chatzi afore, but that afore will never be mitztaref to the other person to make a miklash kolish. So Valdis afore will never be mitztaref to the other person to make a miklash kolish. So b'meile, Valdis afore will never be mitztaref. Valdis afore will never be mitztaref, so it never becomes a miklash kolish. A minute. So why the Torah? So the mind of Kemina that the father can make a chatzia for it. The mind of Kemina the father. Zog the Gemara shim hikim hukam, but he could make a akome, but he could make a akome, and his akome he's a shutef, and he could share the whole nether. Now you could learn the Gemara kipshutoi and say shim hikim hukam. Reb Nochem and it's poshut added. Don't think chas v'sholem. So how you learn the pasuk? When you read the Gemara quickly, so there's no nafkimina in the Av. So the pasuk says that the Orus could be mefer, and the Vov said that the father could do something also. What he could do? You know what the father could do? He could do a akome. No. Are the pasuk is talking about the father. If you see the pasuk of the father, the Torah spoke about aforas nadorim. The pasuk is not talking about the akome. Loshen Arosh is arbevinu kro. The Pasuk mixed them together. The Pasuk mixed them together. They're mixed. It's a mix. The Pshat is as a, not the Tere, but the Kerenor has a kashe. What is the Pshat that a guy has a koyach only to make a akome? Ayala al adas that a guy has a koyach to make a akome? But it's a chalois akome? Kerenor didn't want to learn that it's a chalois akome. So what's the Pshat? The Orus, the father, doesn't have a koyach afore, but he could make a akome? The pshat is as a, and it disturbs the whole shutfus. The father stays a chatzi shutef, and he has a chatzi koyach afore. Lemainav kemine that he could make a akome. He's a chatzi shutef. He's a shutef in the afore. Lo shna rosh. Arbevinu kro. Tzorich le'arev aforas av. Behad eores kimato yeles yesh baforosoi. הלבדו אין יוכל לאופר ואפור עשאור וסמויל בלא יאפור עשאב ומשן אין אף כמינה בתערוב תום לתערוב עשב דאפורו שאם הוא קים מה ויש להם אף כמינה אין דבוב אף כמינה בתערוב תום שאם קיים האב שאין הבעל יוכל לאופר דתרי גייבי מקויח אפורה לגבי ווק פודר צריך דקויח אפורה היא זו שוטף. The nether is also totally in him. You're right. When he do, even after what we said, that he doesn't do a miklash kolish and a megas geis, he has a chatzi koyach afore. Like you understand, when two people have a koyach afore, so we said, even if one of them does kiyum, he's already mekayim the nether. Let me buy it for chalois kiyum. Even he says he's mevater. And the schus afore, he's also a guy that could be made for the nether. You're right, not in Gansen. And he says, I'm a vater on the schus. So like we said before, when two people have a full koyach, and one of them says, I'm a vater on the koyach, he makes this nether, she'ein b'koyach le'ofer, the Baal has a koyach afore in this nether. And he's a vater on the schus afore. That vitu makes the nether that it's not totally anywhere b'das acherim, and no one can be made for the nether anymore. The shutfin, it's one shutfis. He's a chatzi shutef. Not the pshat stam, it's a pora adumo as he has a schus legabe akome. It's a shutef. Reb Nochem said, Alamol, the loshon aposuk is the father is mefer, the baal is mefer. The posuk was me'arev, aforas ha'avid, aforas ha'baal. Lemay nafkemine? Lemay kasvei? Not v'chiteim legabi devov lemay. Losh nagmor yinat, but in rosh tedklor lemay nefkimin da arvinu kol leaforas ab leaforas bar. It's only a Tisevis Be'avone. I mean, Tisevis Be'avone. Frag the Gemara Akashe. So now you want to tell me that what? That the Orus is Meifer, and the Koyach of the father is Legabe Akoma, Shutef Legabe Akoma. Im Kain, Beisi Shonodoro Lemai Kasve. Why I need the last pasuk? Kal v'choymer u'ma b'mokim av orus meifer l'chudei sh'loi b'mokim av miboye. If b'mokim orus, the orus is meifer. The father only has a koyach hakomo, so b'nesuo, that is no father, for sure the baal could be meifer. Why I need the last pasuk? This nigmor is kasha. Comes the rosh l'shitosoi and asks his kasha that comes back every time. Not true? If I would only have the middle parsha and I would know that be'aruso, the baal as Mefer, and the father could be Mekayim, who had din b'nesua. Nesua lefi de Rosh is the same halachas of Aruso. Lefi de Ran is a klal shenesua yotzo mirshus avio. So it's not sad that the father could be Mekayim b'nesua. But lefi de Rosh, what the father could do b'Aruso, he could do b'nesua. So what is the Gemara's kasha? So the Gemara could have really said it. The Gemara really could have said it, that it's b'chlam nishken teretz ok de Rosh. This is the Rosh's kasha. What is the Gemara's kasha? Frank, the Gemara kasha, you want to tell me now that what happens by Aruso? The father could be Mefer. The Orus is Mefer Alen, and the father is Mekim. So how I know that the father could be Mefer? Zog the Gemara, because the father can be Mefer, and the koyach of the Orus is to Mefer Alen, and the father only could make a koma, so I don't need a posuk and a sur that the Baal could do everything, because dear, that is Shalei B'mokim Ahav, for sure, that the Baal could do the whole thing? This is the Gemara's kasha. Read the Lashon HaGemara inside. In Cain, that you want to tell me that Orus is Mefer in the Koyach of the Av, is only to make him based on a door in my kasve, kal v'choymer, u'ma v'mokim av Orus Mefer l'chudei, sh'loi v'mokim av miboye. And the Rosh says the kal v'choymer is not a good kal v'choymer. Frek the world. Forget about that the Rosh is asking that the kal v'choymer is not an emes kal v'choymer, because b'nesu also you could say misvore that the father could disturb. What he could do by Arusa, he could do b'nesu. I'm asking you a little bit different. The Lashon HaGemara is not emes. The Lashon HaGemara is not emes. Why Lashon HaGemara is not emes? Read the Gemara. Kal v'choymer. Umba b'mokim av orus meifer l'chudei shloi b'mokim av miboye. Why nesua shloi b'mokim av? Are the Rosh learned that there's no yetzia? What means shloi b'mokim av? Why nesua is called shloi b'mokim av? Why Arusa is called b'mokim av? Why Arusa is called b'mokim av? What? Why Arusa is called b'mokim av? Again, we are yesterday we were mesupek. The first mahalach we learned that the Rosh also learns. The first mahalach we said the Rosh learns that the whole mocker that is a yetzir you learn from Aforas Nedorim. But before Aforas Nedorim, we never knew that Nesua is Yoytze Mershusav. So why is Yoytze Mershusav here? Why are Russo is Mershusav and Nesua is not Mershusav? Both of them are Mershusav. Why Nesua is Shaloi B'mokim Av and Arusa is B'mokim Av? What Vov? The Gemara is saying now Arusa is B'mokim Av. Why not? The Gemara, no. The Rosh will ask that Belom does the Gemara doesn't know that Nesua is not. The Gemara wants to learn now that Nesua will be Afor Elevat. Why? Kal v'choymer. What is the kal v'choymer? So the Rosh says, "Be'ebi cheshbon, if Arusa the Av could disturb, then Nesua also the Av could disturb." But why is Shalei b'mokim Av? There's no pasuk that Nesua the Av can be meifer. There's no pasuk that the Nesua the Av can be meikim. Al zeh nudonim. So the Rosh asks that the kal v'choymer is nishkin kal v'choymer. Loshen Rosh. V'chiteime. Have a Mosil Mema, the Israel Sarkis, the Salika, Comas Avdi, Loxibach Kro, Ave Amina, the Arus of Nesua Shavim. And the Belavo Hippor Shabbat, this is the Rosh's Kasha. The Belomness is no mocker. But I'm asking on the lomdas that is no moker. Loshna gemore is mashma that arusa is birshu savio and nesua is not birshu savio. This is a hechrech. We were mesupik yesterday. What is the pshat in the rosh that is choylik and the ran? The ran says nesua is not birshu savio. He never could be mefer. Why the rosh is choylik? One side we said because the rosh learns that kol zman is no pasuk, is no din yitzia. The din yitzia is learned from masechta nedorim from naira meurasa. So kol zman we didn't know the aloches is no yitzia. So you can't make a kol v'choymer. How I know that the father can't make a hakama b'nesua because she's shalei b'rshu savir. And the tzad that I don't know this aloche, I don't call her shalei b'rshu savir. If in the second tzad we said the rosh is masking belobdes that mu'rosa is b'rshu savir and nesua is b'rshu atzmo. He's masking to that. He just learns that for us nedorim is not muchach to be mitle toli v'koi. So the Gemara could make a kal v'chaymer. But it's not mechayev, but could make a kal v'chaymer. Uma b'mokim ha'av. Orus Mefer, Shalev Mokimav Miboye? But you could call it Shalev Mokimav. But on them you can't call it Shalev Mokimav. On them you can't call it Shalev Mokimav. I think it's glad. You can't call it Shalev Mokimav. Mamshich de Gemor. So the kasha was, if you would tell me that the orus could be mefer alein, and the koyach of the father is just to make a hakome, and the koyach of the father is just to make a hakome, so frek the gemore, if this is the pshat that the orus could be mefer alein and the father could make a hakome, why I need a posuk and nesua? The rosh has a kasha, l'chu nesua could be the same, but that's the kasha. Frek the gemore, no, I'll tell you why I need a posuk. The last pasuk is telling me shein abal meifer bekoidmim. Frek di gemara uminei orus meifer bekoidmim. So we have enough kemina that baal is not meifer bekoidmim and orus is meifer bekoidmim. Elo lav misham shetfusa de'av. So now let me learn these two lines of the gemara again. The pshat before the lomdas. And from the Gemara, the last pasuk is telling me shein abal meifer bekoidmim. Aber minei shorus meifer bekoidmim. Oh, so here I have a mokor that orus nairo muroso ovio vebailo mefirim medorer. Why? Because I see that benesua is bal veloyav. I see benesua you can be meifer bekoidmim. So why be aruso you could be meifer bekoidmim? Muzayim, because she tfusa de'av. So the Gemara says, so b'derech agav, we have an answer. We were looking for an answer. We're looking for an answer for what? We're looking for an answer. How we know that b'nai ramur also of you and are doing it together, and not the orus alein, and the father has a koyach hakama, I'll tell you. It says, b'nesua she'ein ha'bal meifer b'koynim. Shteit be'arusa that the baal is meifer b'koynim. Here is the answer. Nesua, the Baal, is doing it on his own. Be'aruso, the Baal, has to do it with the Orus and with the father. This is the reason that he's made for Bekoidmim. This is the Gemara. Glad. This is the Gemara. I want to ask you, eyes in the kasha. This Gemara, l'chur, is a medrash plia. This Gemara is a medrash plia. So, l'maskonas ha'gemara l'fi derosh, how we know that Naira Mu'uroso Aviyah Vebaila Mefirim Medorer? What is our mocker? Shenaira Mu'uroso Aviyah Vebaila Mefirim Medorer. The mocker is like this. The Baal is not Mefer Bekoidmi. Orus is Mefer Bekoidmi. Baal can do it. Orus could do it. Obviously, Baal is on his own. Orus is together with the father. This is the reason the Baal is not Mefer Bekoidmi. And the Orus is Mefer Bekoidmim. These are the words of the Gemara. I don't understand. Maybe Baal is on his own. And the Orus could be Mefer on his own. The father could only do Chetzi. The Orus could do the whole thing. The father could do Chetzi. And while the father could do Chetzi, the Orus could be Mefer Bekoidmim. Yaakov, again. What is the answer of the Gemara? What is the answer of the Gemara? What is the mocker today that Naira Moroso of Yerubayla Mefirim Medorah? What is the answer? What? What is the Maka? No. What does it tell us with the Gemara? Vile. And Baal, we find that he can't be made for Bekoidmim. That's okay. And by Horus, we could find that he's made for Bekoidmim. So the Gemara has a Cheshbon. The Gemara has a Cheshbon. If by Baal you cannot be made for Bekoidmim, and by Horus you could be made for Bekoidmim, Muzan, that by Horus he could do it together. I don't understand. I mean, we have to remember what is the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is maybe Orus Lechude could be Mefer. And the Koyach of the father is only Chatzi. And what is the answer? It can be. Because Baal can't be Mefer Bekoidmim. Orus could be Mefer Bekoidmim. Raya and the Orus, it's 50-50. What is the Raya that it's 50-50? The Orus could be Mefer himself. The father could do Chatzi. And because the father could do Chatzi, it gives a Koyach to the Orus to be Mefer Bekoidmim. What? Think good before you ask. Again, I'm asking, the Gemara wants to bring a raya that the Orus is made for Beshut Fesav. What is the raya? Zog the Gemara, my raya is Av is made for Baal cannot be made for Bekoidim. Orus could be made for Bekoidim. Why? Muzai, because of the Shutfes of the father. Well, say not. Not Kalvachim. The Baal, the Pasuk says you can. The Baal says he's not made for Bekoidmim. So we know that Bekal Bochemim. The Gilui in the Pasuk is that he's not made for Bekoidmim. And stated in the Pasuk that Orus is made for Bekoidmim. Obviously, there's a difference. Baal is on his own, and Orus is not on his own. This is the Raya from the Pasuk. I'm asking a shayla, but what is the Raya from the Pasuk that the Orus does it 50-50 with the Baal? Maybe the Orus does it completely on his own, and the father could only do a chetzi. Why will not be a shutfus? Why? We explained before that the akome doesn't mean that it's tamadin akome. We explained he's a shutef, right? I don't know. We have to be chayzer from one thing. I'm asking. Once avad, we see again. No. You say, but it's only a chatzi. I'll be every naira muroso. How the Baal could be made for Bekoidmim? The father is a half, the Orus is a half. But because I have a partner that could, Migu de Zochin Afshay, Zochin Amil Chavrei. Here also, Migu de Zochin Afshay, Zochin Amil Chavrei. And I'll bring you a raya. We saw in the beginning of the sugya that if the Orus could be made for himself, and the Baal could be made for himself, the father himself and the Orus himself, we said, even if I'm not working together with him, Abaval is my shoot if he gives me a koyach. My nafkemine. Anyway, we see chatzi shoot of help. We see la aloche chatzi shoot of helps. And we see in the sugya before. Now, I want to be madgish. Avad, as someone will say, maybe it only helps when they do it together. What always helps to be made for becoming, we should first have when they work together. This is what everyone will answer. If you'll ask this kasha, go around the yeshiva, ask the kasha. Tell you, what do you want, Bichlal? Shutfus only helps when you work together. But we proved in the beginning of Shir that shutfus help even if you don't work together. This is what we proved in the beginning of Shir, that if Orus lechudei ve'av lechudei, you could be made for Bekoidmim. Why? Because Val is a shutf that could, so I don't need to do it together with him. This was Anoche Aleph. So Anoche Aleph in the beginning of Shir was that when I have a shutf, I could be made for together, even if I'm not doing the Maisa Afora together with him. This was the Anocha Rishoyim. So now we have the second Anocha in the Sugya, that when I have a Shutfus, even a Chatzi Shutfus helps. Where we see that even a Chatzi Shutfus helps? We see in our Sugya that Orus Vebaal, the Chatzi Shutfus helps. The Baal helps the father helps those. So Nachure, we explained Pshat that the Gemara never meant that the father doesn't have a Koyach Afore. This was the whole Torah from Reb Nochem. Avadi has a Koyach Afore. Just it's a Chatzi, it doesn't come to Maisadik, but he has a Chatzi. So the shaila is, so why you have to be chayzer from the whole thing? Say again. By the nesua take the baal and not the father is garnish. By arusa, the arus is in ganzen, the father is a chetzi, and that chetzi helps. The answer is, mefer b'shutvus is only if they're really doing it together, not in potential. I'm asking. Oh, but then the beginning of shir we prove nishtazay. So we have to decide from what we want to be chayzer. We have to be chayzer one of the two. Order to decide that mefer b'shutvus, it's only if they do it together. Only if they do it together. We'll see later in a few minutes. We'll go into the oimik of the suge of afora shutfes. Although we have to be chayzer that when the Gemara meant that the father could make a hakome, she didn't mean that he's a chatzi meifer. It's only a kerach legabe hakome, and it's not a kerach legabe afora. Reb Nochum said that doesn't make sense. But it's a kerach legabe hakome, not legabe afora. But mainly the father is not called a shutef. But if we decide that the father is called a shutef, and we decide that shutef doesn't have to be meifer together to give the kerach to be meifer bekoyd mim, here we have the shayla. This Bezus Hashem will have to be miyashiv yet when we go into the Oimek. This is Shita Sarosh in the Sugya. I want right away to start Shita Sarah. The Ran, but let me say, I just want to move. The Shita Sarah is the Shita Sarah in the Sugya is different. The Ran learns from the beginning of the Sugya in the first Kasha. Ve'ei me'av lechud emeifer. What is the Kasha? Ve'ei me'av lechud emeifer. What is the Kasha? Ve'ei me'av lechud emeifer. Zog the Ran, I'm not learning pshat like the Rosh, that every one of them could be meifer. Why he doesn't want to learn like that? The first was not mashma losh la gemore ve'ei me'av lechud emeifer. Sheit lechud ei. So the Rosh says, Lechudei means, Chutz from the Orus, the Av Lechudei. Lechudei mashma, Av Lechudei. Also, maybe he learned that you can't have two Bailim and one Nairo, we said. So the Ran learns the Gemore, Av Lechudei. The Gemore means now, only the Father. The Gemore, I just want to be masked a little bit. The Gemara is asking, "Ve'ei me'av lechud emeifer." What is the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is that only the father will do a afora. Even though we have vov moisif and yon rishon, only the father could do a afora. I mefurish in posuk that the orus does a afora. The pshat is legabe akome. This is the Ran's pshat. So it's a mod nezach. The posuk said that the orus is meifer. The vov added the father, and the Gemara decided, you know what? I know that it says both, we'll decide that the father does it, and the Orus only could be making. A very shvach pshat. Why to say it? The Rosh never said it. The Rosh said in the second Gemara, the Orus is meifer, the Vov asked the father to be making. But to start in the beginning to learn such a modern pshat, that it says in the Torah that the Orus is meifer, and there's a Vov on the father, the Torah means really the father, and the Orus only has a kerach hakomeh. So the Ran has to come and say a whole pshetel. I'm Lashitosi that learned that the main reshus is the father, and the more mistaba that the bailim is the meifer. But mainly the Gemara will try to say such a pshat. So now let me send the Ran inside. Hey, my avlechud elefer nireli or nireli forish. The avlechud elefer who the kashele. Why? The cave and the loyotzu meshus avke the kasiv neleil betinu the motzi meifer. Aval orus loy. V'smichusa d'vimo yosie, haynu loymar, the orus bo yahav. V'orus the kosov rachmon loymar, shim hiki mukam, kida amrin besomach alay dahav. So the father will be memefer, and the kerach of the orus will be only to make a hakome. V'af al gav d'chsiv alay, d'imo yosie leish, v'im biyoim shmo yaisho yoni oiso, ve'hefer es nedoreo, lav lemeimer d'aforos eto il klal. אלא שאם לא יהפר ביום שומוי נמצא שאיקים דלאוכי בלחוד אוקמה ברשוסי דאורוס ולאב למידה אחרינה דקייבן דלא יוצא מרשוסוי אב אין לך ליסקויס באורוס אלא בפוחי שבשיורי. This is the Ran. And לא ממאי מדדיב ראה. So the Ran learns that the Gemara means that the father will be meifer, and the koyach of the orus will be the father could be meifer, and the kach of the orus would be that the orus could make a hakome. It says in the posuk that the orus has to be meifer. It means that if he's not meifer, it's a shtik and it's a hakome. This is the divrei Ran. And on this Ran, Rabbi Seinu Achroinim asked Fashidine Kashas. And I want to be Maimi de Kashas. We'll go Kaseida. The first Kasha comes the Kerenoiro and says, first we have again the same Motnezach, that one guy is a Mefer and the other guy is a Mekayim. How he has a Kerach to make a Akome? I will say the same thing that we said before. Val is a shutef in the parsha. Let me boy if I come as a chalois. He's a shutef in the parsha. He has a koyach to make a comment. Frek de keren oiro, and listen carefully. Here, every kasha is a yesoit. Frek de keren oiro, aber lefi de ran comes out that the orus could make a comment even after the afora of the first person. Kein mashma baran. That the koyach of the orus to make the akome is even after the afore of the av. Does zog the kerenoiro, it doesn't make sense. I could hear that even if one is a mefir, the other guy could make a akome. But he could make a akome even after the afore? Mechateisa. That he could make a akome even after the afore? Mechateisa. Zog terazek. Where he found in the Ran that the second guy could make the Akome even after the Afore? Maybe not. Maybe the second guy could only make the Akome before the Afore. Where you find in the Ran that the second guy could make the Akome even before the Afore? Where you find it in the Ran? Zog the Altar, where I find it in the Ran, Zog the Keren Ayro. Ari the Ran said that the Posuk says that the father is Mefer. And the Orus has the koyach to be making. Avu shteidus in posuk that if the Orus will keep quiet, vehechish b'yom shamoi vekomu nedoreo. If the Orus kept quiet, vekomu nedoreo. Frek terazei. And if he doesn't keep quiet, so the nether is butter. But who was made for it? The Teretz is the father was made for already. And this is what the posuk says. More from that, what is the Lashon HaPosuk? If he's Mefer, it's Botel. Zog the Ran, it doesn't mean that if he's Mefer, it's Botel. If he's not Mefer, it's Kayim. But if he's Mefer, it's Botel. Why it's Botel? Because the father was already Mevatel. Un of them state that if the father was already Mevatel, if you will make now a Akome, it'll be Botel. So state that your Akome helps even after. Again, the Posuk says Baal Mefer. And if you Mefer, it's good. What the pasuk means, because if you don't mefer, it become a comment. So if you mefer, it's good. What do you mean if you mefer, it's good? Only if I was mefer. So the Torah is talking with that the father was mefer. So the father was mefer, and of them state in the pasuk that if the Baal will come now and mekayim it, the afor will be botel. Frek de keren oiro, how it could be. And he says more from that. Are when that comment? Let. When that comment is chal, in the end of the Yom Shomoy. The father was made from the beginning of the Yom Shomoy. And if the Rambam, it has to be even in the same day. Zog the Keren Oiro, so the Akom is in the end of the day. The Afora is in the beginning of the day. So the Afora was already there. Zog the Keren Oiro, state in the Ran, that if the first one is Mefer and the second one is Mekayim, the Akom could be Mevatel. Frey the Keren Oiro, here is Shver. Bishneme, before we ask, what is the Koyach of Akom? Maybe it's a new Chalois, maybe. We said Pashas the Pshat is I'm a vater, I'm a shutev, so I could say that I don't want any more to mevater this nether. Frey de Keren Oiro, he doesn't understand. If it's not chalois, for sure it doesn't make sense that he cannot do it later. Even if it's chalois, Frey de Keren Oiro like this. After the nether is gone, you could be mekayim the nether. The nether is gone. Reb Chaim says in Sefer, why you can't make a koma after a forah? Not because the afor is soyser akome. We'll see later. Kol she'ein b'zeh. Famous Reb Chaim says there's nothing but to be mekayim. The nether is gone. Even if it's a chalois, the nether is gone. And loy mi boye. Loy mi boye. If it's not a chalois, loy mi boye. If it's not a chalois, I'm saying that this nether you will not have any more a koyach. We explain how it works. He could have a koyach afor. I have a koyach akome. We shoot him. And I could say, I don't want this nether anymore to have a koyach afor. It was already done. I could hear that even that you don't have a koyach afor and he has a fully koyach, you as shutif could come and mess him up before it starts. I could hear zok der keren neuro. But after it, and again, this kasha is only shver and deran. And the Rosh, we never found it. In the next sugi, we found that the Orus could be Mefer, and the Vav said that the father has a koyach hakomet. The Vav said that the father has a koyach hakomet. But lefi deran, that we speak about that the father was Mefer and then the Baal is Mekayim, how did I come and could shtel? So this is the first kasha of Keren Oiro, and I'm saying it's a double kasha. First, it's Gam. It's nothing but to be Mekayim, even with Chalois. And even if it's not Gam, even if I come as a Chalois, it's mistabed that the koyach is to say that I don't want that you'll have a schus afora and such a nether. But after you did it, I for sure can't stop it. Ein kasha. Now, let me gain the second kasha. The second kasha of Tikkaren Oiro. The second kasha of Tikkaren Oiro. No. It's Cheshboinus. Frank the Keren Oiro. Frank the Keren Oiro. If anyway I said the first Chiddush, that the Baal could disturb even after the Afore. So, Lemainav Kemine, that the father could be Mefer on his own. The father is Mefer, no. Now what happens? She could eat. She's not allowed to eat. Maybe soon the Baal will be Mekayim. Maybe soon the Baal will be Mekayim. So Lemainav Kemina, the Torah said that the father could be made for himself. He alamol has to wait to the Baal.
Could be if the Baal dies.
It could be one of Kemina if the Baal dies. It says, Loi mashma, that the whole pasuk is if the Baal dies. If he doesn't hear, Zogta B'deval, you can't eat. Maybe later he will hear and he'll be Mekayim. So Mekayim, you can't eat. But not Mekayim Elabo, he's Mevatel Da'afore. It's Mevatel Da'afore if he's Mekayim. No, if we say, so it's like dying. If you say that he can't do it till the next day. So again, so the Shaila is, Frank de Keren Oiro, if on the run it's not a kasha. On the run it's not a kasha. But if we'll say that the Akome helps even after the Afore, Frank the Keren Oiro, so the mind of Kemina, the father is Mefer, he alamol needs to wait to the Baal to see. So he said, maybe mess. Maybe mess could be enough Kemina. Reb Dovid said, maybe it could be another enough Kemina. If the Baal will be Mekayim and he's Nishal al Akomosoi, and now he does the Afore. So we saw in the Sugi before that the Afore can be Mitztaref. But Akome, you don't have it. So then, there could be a nafkemina. Say, maybe later we'll find more nafkeminas. Comes the Keren Oiro and said, but I have now the third kasha, and this is the starke kasha. Bishleimev, the case of the Rosh, the Orus could be Mefer, the father could be Mekayim, before, after. But the Ran says by us that the Akome doesn't have to be Akome Bepe. If he didn't make Afore, it becomes Akome, right? This is the way he learned chat in the pasuk. That even if you didn't make a afore, it becomes a akome. Even if you didn't make a afore, it becomes a akome. Why it becomes a akome, Frek de Rasha, Frek de Keren Oiro? Ari the Ran said in Ayentes, how shtik it works. Especially the Ran himself. The Ran said it's not bitul aschus. And Ansadi, mideloi heifer, shma minon nichalei. This guy knows that he can't be mefer. His afore, you don't need his afore. Bishleim, every person has a koyach afore. Ah, why you are not Mefer? Shmami, no, you want to be Mekayim. But if we'll say that I don't have a koyach afore, the ganze koyach is that I have a akome, where's the raya for my shtike? There's no raya for my shtike. There's no raya for my shtike. Where's the raya for my shtike? There's no raya for my shtike. Val is no raya for my shtike. So the mele, it's not called a akome. And we added that the Gemara says later, if a person says, Yoideya ani sheyesh nedorim, but I don't know that I could do afore, the Gemara says, even if he was quiet for 10 days, he could be made for later, it's not called the Yom Shomoy. So here the Orus cannot be made for. So how the Ran Frek de Keren Oiro, it's a kushi atzuma Frek de Keren Oiro. How you could say pshat? That the shtike is the maisa akome. I read the Ran and I intend to explain. Why shtike is akome? And we explain that it's mevatel yen as afore because it's an ansadi. Here is no an ansadi. He can't make an afore anyway. It's a kushi atzuma.
And we said the Gemara, especially with the Gemara Samach Zayin, Ein Zayin, Yodea Ni Shesh Mefirim, and Yodea Shesh Nadom, Yodea Shesh Mefirim, it's not called Afor.
Reb Nochem said that he has the biggest kasha. I know you'll be choylik on the kasha, but this is Amir Diyuk. He said, the Pasuk says that the Baal is Mefer. You could say it doesn't mean that he has to be Mefer, but if he's not Mefer, he's Mekayim. So what do you tell me? We explained that he has a Koyach Afore, and Duch the Koyach Afore, he has a Koyach Kiyum. This is what we said before. Not that he has a Koyach to Mekayim. He has a Koyach to be Mefer, and Duch the Afore, he has a Koyach to make a Maisa Kiyum. I want to show you. The Gemara in Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, the first line, the first run in Samach Zayin Amud Aleph in the Gemara. Frag the run, why the Mishnah doesn't say, Ad Shemefirim Shneim Bevasachas? Zog the run, if you say, Ad Shemefirim Shneim Bevasachas, it means one could be Mefer and the other one could be Mekayim. And the Tanya will call it Ad Shemefirim Shneim Bevasachas. It's called Mefirim Shneim Bevasachas. The Pasuk, you tell me, the Pasuk man, if he's not Mefer, he's Mekayim. The Ran calls our Sugye Ad Shemefirim Shneim Bevasachas. The Ran calls it the Maisa Afore. So these are the four kashas that we have to handle in the Ran. Dainu, the Shem Afore, why is called the Mefir? And that we could use the same theory from before, that the Koyach HaKome comes from the Mefir, but the Lashon HaSaran are even very shver. Then we have the three kashas. He doesn't know that he could do Afore. How he could do it later. How he could do it later. And nothing is left. We'll stop. No, I just wanted to move.